The following sermon is brought to you by Springville South Church of Christ. For more information, please visit www.springvillesouthchurch.org.au.
Christianity is not a philosophy. You can practice any major religion in this world without its central figure and it'll go on. But one thing you know, you cannot have Christianity without Christ. You cannot have Christianity without Christ. Because Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship with a living and a loving and a merciful God. Christianity is not a cult. Christianity is not a creed. Christianity is not a cause. Christianity is not even a church. Christianity is Christ Himself.
Well, before we begin to look at the Word of God this morning, please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for just this beautiful day, Lord God, that you've blessed us with, and for the wonderful opportunity, Lord God, to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, to worship you and to praise your holy name, Lord God. Father, I just pray that as today we study your word, we invite your presence here with us, Lord God, to open up our hearts and our minds to understand your truth. And not only just to hear your word, but to be doers of your word, Lord God. So I pray, Lord God, that you would open up our hearts and our minds of our brothers here and sisters here this morning, Lord God, to receive, Lord God, your word with great joy, Lord God. And so we ask, Lord God, that whatever we do today, Lord God, that we would do it all for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Sorry, I forgot about our interpreter. Well, this morning we're going to continue on in our studies of 1 John. Many times I actually wanted to finish this off. But, you know, I have a great conviction that God's word should be handled with care.
But I have a great conviction that God's word should be handled with care.
And to do it diligently. And also, you know, now that I'm, I have Sapani here with us, I'd like to have it kind of like a different atmosphere.
Yeah,
rather than having anybody locked up in that room, it's good to just have a bit of a change.
Yeah,
and also just a special welcome to our visitors here this morning.
It's
a pleasure to have you join us. Now this morning as we do continue on with 1 John, this is a continuation of part 2. From my last message on the Christian certainty of answered prayer. Next visual, Richard, please. You know, as I was preparing this message again, now, the words of Jesus says, you know, follow me, keeps coming into my mind. In Matthew 16:24, Jesus says to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You know, as I think about that passage and meditate on it, you know, I think, it's not easy being a Christian. At times we can become confused. And, you know, and even question our own salvation. Especially in the areas of temptation. At times when we lose the battle with temptation. Even the temptation and the desires to live like the world. It's hard.
I mean,
most of you would know what I'm actually talking about, isn't
it?
Living in this world, but not with the world.
And
so, you know, when we lose these battles, we tend to be confused. We tend to question our own salvation.
It's
definitely not easy as a Christian.
And
the Lord Jesus Christ understands that.
He
knows that. He's experienced
that.
But he overcome that.
You
know, a few days ago, I mean, on the news,
the
recent school shooting in the U.S., anyone aware of that? Killed, I think, around 10 people and injured 20 other people. You know, according to an interview, witnesses told about this horrific moment. You know, when a gunman actually appears in a classroom.
And
this is what he said.
He said,
"Is anybody in here a Christian? If you are, stand up."
And
people actually stood up.
And the
gunman says to these people,
he says,
"Good, because in a few seconds you're going to be with God."
And he
kills
them. You see,
it's not easy being a Christian. Persecution can come to us at any time.
It's
really tough.
You know,
to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
You
know, in Matthew chapter
5,
at the ending of the Beatitudes, our Lord Jesus says, "Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you for my sake."
And
this takes us back to the focus of
1 John.
Regardless of the situation that we
are in,
even in the midst of persecution,
1
John gives us the certainty of eternal life.
That
is promised in the Lord Jesus
Christ to
those who put their faith and their trust in Him.
Next visual,
please. And as I was saying throughout, you know, our studies of 1 John,
that
the purpose in why the apostle writes his letter is found in chapter 5, verse
13. And
John says, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." And so the Apostle John deals with the believer's certainty of eternal life. With certain truth. You know, the truth about Jesus Christ in accordance with the scriptures.
The truth
about sin in accordance with the scriptures. The truth about love and obedience.
The truth
about false teachers and false teachings.
The truth
about what it means to actually confess and repent of sin.
And អស់ទាំងអំពើបាប
receiving the forgiveness of sin in accordance with the scriptures
ហើយទទួលនូវការអត់ទោសបាបយោងទៅតាមគម្ពីរ
a genuine saving faith is knowing and believing
ហើយព្រះយេស៊ូវមានថាការដែលយល់ហើយនឹងការជឿហើយនឹងដឹង
and holding on to these foundational truth
ហើយក្តោបអ្វីដែលជាគ្រឹះនៃសេចក្តីពិត
And we can be confident of that salvation.
ហើយយើងមានការដឹកប្រកបអំពីសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះរបៀបនេះ
In the person and works of our Lord Jesus Christ.
នៅក្នុងមនុស្សនិងព្រះបន្ទូលរបស់ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
So if you got your Bibles please have it turned to 1 John chapter 5.
អ្នកមានគម្ពីរសូមអញ្ជើញបើកនៅគម្ពីរយ៉ូហានទី1
And we're going to read from verses 14 through to 17. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 through to 17.And this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that.All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death.
John, ទី1ចំពុក5ខ14ដល់ខ17យើងក៏មានសេចក្តីក្លាហានដល់ទ្រង់យ៉ាងដូចនេះដែរគឺថាបើយើងនឹងសូមអ្វីដែលត្រូវតាមព្រះហឫទ័យទ្រង់នោះទ្រង់នឹងទទួលព្រមបើយើងដឹងថាទ្រង់ទទួលព្រមតាមយើងក្នុងការអ្វីដែលយើងសូមដូច្នេះទោះយើងក៏ដឹងថាយើងបានអ្វីដែលយើងសូមពីទ្រង់ហើយដែរបានអ្នកណាឃើញបងប្អូនកំពុងតែធ្វើបាបគឺជាបាបដែលมันមានទោសដល់ស្លាប់ទេនោះត្រូវសូមចុះត្រង់នឹងប្រទានជីវិតមកដល់អស់អ្នកធ្វើបាបដែលมันមិនមានទោសដល់ស្លាប់នោះជាពិតតែមានបាបយ៉ាងដែលមានទោសដល់ស្លាប់វិញឯបាបនោះมันថាឲ្យសូមអង្វរឲ្យទេគ្រប់ទាំងអំពើទុច្ចរិតសុទ្ធតែជាបាបទាំងអស់ហើយក៏មានបាបខ្លះដែលมันមានទោសដល់ស្លាប់ដែរ
Now in these passages here,
នៅក្នុងបទគម្ពីរនេះ
John gives us the confidence of answered prayer.
លោកយ៉ូហាននឹងបានឲ្យទំនុកទុកចិត្តនៅក្នុងការដែលឆ្លើយតបអធិដ្ឋានរបស់យើង.
And John gives us two important key points.
លោកយ៉ូហាននឹងបានឲ្យចំណុចពីរដែលសំខាន់.
That revolves around this wonderful promise.
ដែលវិលជុំវិញនៅក្នុងសេចក្តីសន្យាទាំងឡាយ.
Firstly,
ជាទី1នោះ
The certainty of answered prayer for us as believers
ការដឹងប្រកាសថាព្រះនឹងឆ្លើយតបនឹងការអធិដ្ឋានរបស់យើងដែលជាអ្នកជឿ
Secondly
ចំណុចទី2
The certainty of answered prayers for our brothers and sisters that are in Christ
ការដឹងប្រកាសថាព្រះនឹងឆ្លើយតបដែលយើងអធិដ្ឋានទៅដល់បងប្អូនប្រុសស្រីយើងដែលជាអ្នកជឿ
Let's look at the first one
សូមឲ្យយើងបានមើលនៅចំណុចទី1
In my last message that I preached on
នៅក្នុងមេរៀនដែលខ្ញុំបានអធិប្បាយកាលមុន
I shared with you from verses 14 to 15 what answered prayer isn't about
ខ្ញុំបាននិយាយអំពីខ14ដល់ខ15ដែលការអធិដ្ឋានដែលព្រះមិនឆ្លើយតប
I'm not going to go over that again unfortunately
ខ្ញុំមិនសារឡើងវិញទេ
But if you like you can actually go onto our website and listen to that message
យ៉ាបើអ្នកពេញចិត្តនឹងសូមឲ្យអ្នកបើកទៅក្នុង website ហើយអ្នកស្ដាប់ទៅ
But a few additional points that I wanted to add to that
ហើយមាន2 3ចំណុចដែលខ្ញុំចង់បន្ថែមពីកន្លែងហ្នឹង
As we take in this wonderful promise of the certainty of answered prayer
ពេលដែលយើងយកនៅសេចក្តីសន្យាដ៏អស្ចារ្យដែលព្រះ answer ដែលព្រះឆ្លើយតបនៅការអធិដ្ឋានរបស់យើង
You see when God answers prayers
ពេលដែលព្រះឆ្លើយតបនៅការអធិដ្ឋាន
It is prayer that is not focused on ourselves
គឺជាការអធិដ្ឋានដែលយើងមកអធិដ្ឋានសម្រាប់តែខ្លួនឯងនោះទេ
But rather God answers prayer
ជាជាងដែលព្រះឆ្លើយតបនឹងការអធិដ្ឋាន
is in accordance with his will
គឺយោងទៅតាមបំណងមហាតៃត្រង់វិញ
with his purpose
គោលបំណងត្រង
់ praying in the will of God
គឺយើងអធិដ្ឋានទៅតាមមហាតៃព្រះ
as Christians it is to be focused on the kingdom of God
យើងជាអ្នកគ្រីស្ទានឲ្យអធិដ្ឋានអ្វីដែលយើងគិតទៅដល់នគរព្រះ
Jesus demonstrated that
ព្រះយេស៊ូវបានស្ដាយបំភ្លឺពីកន្លែងហ្នឹង
When he taught his disciples how to pray
ពេលដែលព្រះអង្គបង្រៀនពួកសិស្សថាអធិដ្ឋានរបៀបយ៉ាងម៉េច
Jesus says your kingdom come your will be done
ព្រះយេស៊ូវបានមានបន្ទូលថានគរព្រះនឹងមកហើយព្រះហឫទ័យព្រះនឹងសម្រេច
Please would you please In Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, Jesus also says this. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Says this, seek first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness. And all these things will be given to you. Now it's not wrong for us to pray for our family. Praying for the things that we have, the food that we have. Praying for the home that we live in. For the car that we drive. And so on. If we use it for the glory of God. You know, the Bible says that God knows that we need these things. In this earthly life. You know, such as food, such as clothing and shelter. But God doesn't want us to focus on that. God wants us to focus on His kingdom. Not building our little mini kingdoms at home. But we are to come to God in prayer of thanksgiving. That's why when we have a meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we offer God a prayer of thanks. And God is actually pleased with that when we do that. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible says that to rejoice always, pray without ceasing. To give God thanks in all circumstances. Because this is the will of God in Jesus Christ. You know, when prayer acknowledges God in all things, it glorifies God. And we honor God. That's why the Bible tells us numerous times. Especially in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31. Whether you eat or you drink. Do it all for the glory of God. Realizing that God is the one who's given us all these things. Now, when John says that, you know, we can be confident about our prayers being answered. And says to ask him anything and he will do it. People tend to misunderstand that. Next visual, please. One of the most misinterpreted verses in the Bible is this verse here. Psalms 37 verse 4. It says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. You know, when we read that passage, we go, oh, you know, God wants to give us the desires of our heart. And then we go off and start praying for all these unneeded things. And then when God doesn't answer that, we kind of wonder, well, what's going on? Why isn't God answering my prayers just as He promised? But what people fail to realize is the beginning of that verse. To delight yourself in the Lord.
ឲ្យយើងបានអរសប្បាយខ្លួនយើងនៅក្នុងព្រះ
So what Jesus says seek first the kingdom of God
ឲ្យយើងបានស្វែងរកនគរព្រះជាមុនសិន
Because when you delight in the things of God
បើយើងនឹងអរនៅអ្វីនៅក្នុងព្រះ
The desires of your heart will be to do the things that is kingdom related
ហើយចិត្តយើងនឹងចង់ធ្វើអ្វីដែលតាក់ទងទៅនគរព្រះ
It is actually putting God first in all things, in all areas of our life. Just a few verses in Psalms
37.
Especially in verses 5 says this, Commit your ways to the Lord, trust in Him and He will act.
ចូលទុកចិត្តផ្លូវអ្នកនិងព្រះយេហូវ៉ាចោះថែមនឹងទុកចិត្តដល់ទ្រង់ផងនោះទ្រង់នឹងប្រោះឲ្យបានសម្រេច
And also in verse 23, Says the steps of a man are established by the Lord.
គឺព្រះជំហាននៃព្រះយេហូវ៉ាជាតម្រូវអស់ទាំងជំហាននៃមនុស្សល្អដែលត្រូវសព្ហតីនិងផ្លូវដែលគេដើរដែរ
When he delights in his ways.
ពេលដែលគេនឹងអរសប្បាយនៅក្នុងផ្លូវគេ
So it's prayer in accordance to the will of God.
ហើយបើយើងអធិដ្ឋានយោងទៅតាមបំណងព្រះ
That is actually doing the will of God.
គឺយើងធ្វើទៅតាមបំណងព្រះតៃព្រះ
That we have this promise.
ហើយយើងទទួលនូវសេចក្តីសន្យា
That God is going to honor that.
ហើយព្រះនឹងតម្កើងពីកន្លែងហ្នឹង
You know when we close in prayer in Jesus's name.
ពេលដែលយើងបញ្ចប់ការអធិដ្ឋានដោយនៅក្នុងព្រះនាមព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
What we are saying.
អ្វីដែលយើងនិយាយ
Is if it is consistent with who God is.
ទោះបីជាអ្វីព្រះជាអ្នកណាក៏ដោយ
And what he will actually do.
ហើយអ្វីដែលទ្រង់ធ្វើ
Is actually what he wants us to do.
គឺទ្រង់ពិតជាចង់ឲ្យយើងធ្វើ
Amen. You know when I was in senior high school.
អ្នកដឹងទេពេលដែលខ្ញុំសិក្សានៅវិទ្យាល័យ
I think some of you probably know this. You know this wristband that people used to wear, not a watch but like a wristband.
ចាបងប្អូនប្រហែលខ្លះដឹងហើយគឺអាខ្សែដៃឬក៏កងដៃដែលយើងពាក់នៅអាកដៃយើង
That says WWJD.
WWJD.
Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, every time I look at it, when I was in high school, that is, it just reminds me, what would Jesus actually do? Now, when it comes to prayer, when we're praying to God in Jesus' name, we have to keep in mind, what would God actually want us to do?
តើព្រះចង់ឲ្យយើងធ្វើអី
What is it that God would do?
តើព្រះធ្វើយ៉ាងម៉េច
That we would want to do for him as well.
ដែលយើងនឹងធ្វើថ្វាយទៅទ្រង់វិញ
That's praying in accordance with the will of God.
គឺយើងអធិដ្ឋាននៅក្នុងគោលបំណងព្រះហឫទ័យព្រះវិញ
To do his will.
ធ្វើទៅតាមបំណងទ្រង
់ Now sometimes you might wonder well, what is it that I can do for the kingdom of God?
ចង់ការយើងសួរខ្លួនយើងថាតើខ្ញុំធ្វើអ្វីចំពោះនគរព្រះ
I'll give you a hint.Maybe it's praying for usefulness.
ចា៎ខ្ញុំហុចសំដីអញ្ចេះប្រហែលជាយើងអធិដ្ឋានការដែលអត់ប្រយោជន
៍ To be useful and not to be useless.
ឲ្យយើងនៅបានធ្វើជាប្រយោជន៍កុំឲ្យជាការអត់ប្រយោជន
៍ That's what we're called to do.
ដូច្នោះតែព្រះហៅយើងឲ្យធ្វើអញ្ចឹង
Because that's the great commission in Matthew 28 and Mark 16.
នេះគឺជាក្រឹតវិន័យដែលសំខាន
់ Being useful means proclaiming the good news.
ដើម្បីឲ្យជាប្រយោជន៍នោះឲ្យយើងបានប្រកាសទៅដំណឹងល្អ
Sharing God's truth with other believers
ឲ្យចែកសេចក្តីពិតនោះដល់អ្នកដែលមិនជឿ
Keep that in mind when you come to God in prayer next time
Yeah ឲ្យដាក់នៅក្នុងចាំនៅក្នុងចិត្តអ្នកពេលដែលអ្នកចូលអធិដ្ឋានចំពោះព្រះនៅថ្ងៃខាងមុខទៀត
Ask him what is it that you know that God wants you to do
ឲ្យសួរថាតើព្រះចង់ឲ្យអ្នកធ្វើអី
And that's a certainty that we have
នេះហើយគឺជាសេចក្តីដែលពិតប្រាកដដែលយើងនឹងមាន
Knowing that God is going to answer those prayers
ហើយយើងដឹងច្បាស់ថាព្រះនឹងឆ្លើយនឹងការតិថានរបស់យើង
That he's going to honor it
ហើយទ្រង់នឹងតម្កើងពីកន្លែងហ្នឹង
Not because of how good we are
មិនមែនដោយសារយើងជាមនុស្សល្អ
How well we can pray
ហើយដែលយើងអធិដ្ឋានល្អប៉ុណ្ណានោះទេ
But he promises to do that
ព្រះបានសន្យាឲ្យយើងធ្វើអញ្ចឹង
Because of his son Jesus Christ
ដោយសារតែព្រះរាជបុត្រទ្រង់ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
Now John also says something else that's very interesting about answered prayer.
Look, John, now when he speaks, he says that God has a room where the prayer is answered.
When it comes to our brothers and sisters in Christ.
ពេលដែលយើងអធិដ្ឋានចំពោះបងប្អូនប្រុសស្រីយើងនៅក្នុងព្រះគម្ពីរ
Go back to 1 John chapter 5 again.
សូមយើងត្រឡប់ទៅយ៉ូហានទី1ចំពោះ5ម្ដងទៀត
And let's read verses 16 to 17.
ខ16ដល់17ម្ដងទៀត
John says if anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death he shall ask and God will give him life.To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death.
បើអ្នកណាឃើញបងប្អូនកំពុងតែធ្វើបាបគឺជាបាបដែលមិនមានទោសដល់ស្លាប់ទេនោះត្រូវសូមចុះទ្រង់នឹងប្រទានជីវិតមកដល់អស់អ្នកធ្វើបាបដែលមិនមែនមានទោសដល់ស្លាប់នោះជីវិតតែមានបាបម្យ៉ាងដែលមានទោសដល់ស្លាប់វិញឯបាបនោះខ្ញុំមិនថាឲ្យសូមអង្វរឲ្យទេគ្រប់តែអំពើទឹកចរិតសុទ្ធតែមានបាបទាំងអស់បាទហើយក៏មានបាបខ្លះដែលមិនមានទោសដល់ស្លាប់ដែរ
Now John says that we can have this confidence when it comes to praying for another brother or sister that is in sin
Yeah ហើយលោកយ៉ាហានហ្នឹងបាននិយាយទៀតថាយើងមានការទំនុកទុកចិត្តដែលពេលដែលយើងអធិដ្ឋានដល់បងប្អូនប្រុសស្រីយើងដែលកំពុងតែធ្វើបាប
There are two categories of sin that John puts here
មានលក្ខណៈពីរយ៉ាងដែលលោកយ៉ាហានហ្នឹងបានដាក់នៅកន្លែងនេះ
Sin that leads not to death.
ហើយអំពើបាបខ្លះដែលមិនមានទោសដល់ស្លាប់
And sin that leads to death.
ហើយអំពើបាបដែលមានទោសរហូតដល់ស្លាប
់ Let's look at the first one. The latter one, sorry.
Yeah.
Next visual, please. Sin that leads to death.
អំពើបាបដែលនាំទៅឯស្លាប
់ The Bible says that in Romans 3:23.
នៅក្នុងកម្ពីរ៉ូមជំពូក3ខ23
That the wages of sin is death.
ចា៎ការសងនៅអំពើបាបគឺជាសេចក្តីស្លាប
់ Death here is talking about a physical death
ការស្លាប់នៅកន្លែងនេះនិយាយអំពីស្លាប់ខាងសាច់ឈាម
as well as a spiritual death
ដូចជាស្លាប់ខាងអវិញ្ញាណ
That is an eternal separation from God
គឺជាការដាច់ចេញអកលចនិចពីព្រះ
The sin that leads to death both physically and spiritually
ហើយអំពើបាបដែលនាំទៅឯសេចក្តីស្លាប់សាច់ទាំងសាច់ឈាមនិងខាងអវិញ្ញាណ
Is the sin of rejection of God.
គឺជាអំពើបាបដែលមិនទទួលស្គាល់ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
Now Jesus so not Jesus John points out here the word brother.
លោកយ៉ូហានបាននិយាយកន្លែងនេះថាបងប្អូន
Meaning that this is possibly someone who is actually a Christian.
គឺគាត់សំដៅទៅនិយាយប្រហែលជាអ្នកនឹងជាអ្នកគ្រីស្ទាន
Now, some of you might think, well, hang on, can a Christian lose their salvation? I see Carol knocking on Pastor Gray. My answer is yes and no. And Pastor Glenn had a wonderful debate about this at a church in Noble Park.
តែលោកគ្រូកង្វៀលក្លែនហ្នឹងមានការជជែកមេញែកនឹងក្រុមពហិយថាណូបផាក
And he actually won the debate believe it or not
ហើយគាត់ហ្នឹងចង់មានការជជែកមេញែកពីកន្លែងហ្នឹង
But you know in the community of Christians
អ្នកដឹងទេនៅក្នុងសង្គមអ្នកគ្រីស្ទាន
There are people who are saved
មានមនុស្សដែលបានទទួលស្គាល់សង្គ្រោះ
And there are people who appear to be saved
ហើយមនុស្សខ្លះដែលលេចមកដូចជាបានសង្គ្រោះ
You know the people who appear to be saved
អ្នកដែលលេចមកថាបានសង្គ្រោះ
Are the kind of people who says I've been there
គឺជាមនុស្សរបៀបដែលនិយាយថាខ្ញុំទៅកន្លែងហ្នឹង
I've done that
ខ្ញុំធ្វើអញ្ចឹងហើយ
I know it all
ហើយខ្ញុំស្គាល់អីទាំងអស់ហើយ
But actually walking away
តែតាមពិតគឺដើរចេញទៅ
Never to come back
ហើយមិនដើរត្រឡប់មកវិញទេ
You know no matter how much effort you make
ទោះបីជាអ្នកខំប្រឹងយ៉ាងម៉េចក៏ដោយ
To bring the truth of scriptures to them
ដើម្បីនឹងយកពាក្យព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះដ៏ពិតនឹងទៅដល់គេ
They've gone to the point of rejecting the faith
គឺគាត់ទៅក្នុងចំណុចដែលគេនឹងបដិសេធនៅក្នុងសេចក្តីជំនឿ
Rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ
ហើយបដិសេធព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
Who is the way
ដែលត្រង់គឺជាផ្លូវ
The truth
ស្ពៃពិត
And the life
ហើយនឹងជាជីវិត
And that results in an eternal separation from God.
នេះគឺជាលទ្ធផលដែលដាច់ចេញអកលចនិចពីព្រះ
And if that person physically dies, without confession and repentance of that sin, when that person dies, there is no hope. There is no amount of prayer is going to save that person. You know, there's no such thing as purgatory. No amount of prayer again. Or alms giving or doing good deeds for the
dead.
It's not going to change that final judgment that God brings. And so John says, you know what, don't bother praying for them. Because God's verdict is final. Now back in chapter 2 verse 19, the Apostle John gives us a clear picture of these type of people. Just before we look at that, I just want to be clear about this. As Christians, we don't go around making nonsense judgment on other people. Towards another brother or sister about their salvation. However, God gives us the capacity to make discernments. For example, Galatians 5 that talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And there are calls for us as believers to correct and to exhort one another. We can find that in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. We don't go around making a final judgment on anybody's salvation. We simply rested in God's sovereignty. You know, if anything, we should examine our very own hearts. When it comes to the faith. To look at those scriptures and take the warning ourselves. That we don't fall. Next visual, please. Now in John, in chapter 2 verse 19, John says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they are that they all are not of us. And so John says, in other words, John says, these were people who actually appear or seem to be a Christian. But were actually not saved to begin with. There was no salvation. It was more head knowledge rather than a full heart conviction of salvation. And if these people happen to die physically, there is no amount of prayer that is going to change any of that. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26-27, next visual, please. Says, for if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Now that might sound a little bit hard. But you know, as Christians, as believers, if we see someone who could be walking away from the faith, we ourselves have to make every effort to try and to restore that person back to the truth while they are still alive. Because we know that once a person dies, afterward is judgment.
Next
visual,
please.
Next visual, leave it from there. Now, whether God chooses to answer those prayers of ours, that's entirely up to God. We can make requests and can only do so much for that. But the rest is up to God. Now in verse 17, John says that all wrongdoing is sin.
And
there is sin that does not lead to death. And John says we ought to pray for that. Now, what does John have in mind here that there is sin that does not lead to death? You know, as Christians, as long as we remain on this earth, we will continue to struggle with sin. We will struggle with temptation. And at times losing the battle. And when we fall into those sins, it won't condemn us for all of eternity. We may continue to sin in this life. But the work of Jesus Christ on the cross covers our past, present, and future sins. Through faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That's our confidence. And John says that when we do sin, there is a calling for us to come to confession and repentance of that sin. And we can find that next visual, please. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, when John says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now there are situations when a Christian does sin and God brings about a judgment upon that person, which actually results in physical death. We can find examples of that, two examples of that, actually, in Acts chapter 5. You remember the story of Ananias and Sapphira? You know, when they came to faith, they decided to sell their piece of property, but kept some from themselves for the profit they made. And gave some to the apostles. You see, they lied. Peter says, you know, why have you lied to the Holy Spirit?
Petros នឹងបាននិយាយថាហេតុអីក៏អ្នកផលនៅចំពោះព្រះវិញ្ញាណអញ្ចឹង
And upon hearing that God makes a final judgment and God actually kills them
ហើយព្រះនឹងបានជំនុំជម្រះហើយទ្រង់ក៏សម្លាប់ពួកគេ
You know you might think man they've only just lied about that
ហើយប្រហែលជាយើងគិតថាគេគ្រាន់តែកុហកពីកន្លែងហ្នឹងតា
I mean we've liedA lot more than what probably Ananias and Sapphira did. In closed doors, we probably do worse. But you see, the situation between Ananias and
Sapphira
was that they were not being a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ.We have another example that's found in the church in Corinth. When it comes to celebrating the Lord's table. Some people were coming to the Lord's table to communion in an unworthy manner. And because they did that, God simply brings about an immediate judgment. You know, in God's view, it's better that God actually takes them out than for them to remain. Especially if they are not being a testimony for Jesus Christ. Now, we don't categorize, you know, great sin and small sins or whatever.Whatever sin God determines in His knowledge, God will act. A lying to us seems a very small thing. But John says all wrongdoing is sinful before the Lord.
ហើយលោកចាហានបាននិយាយថាអ្វីដែលខុសឆ្គងអ្វីដែលទុច្ចរិតហ្នឹងគឺជាអំពើបាបនៅចំពោះព្រះ
Now it doesn't mean that you know if we know somebody who is deliberately sinning
មិនមានន័យថាបើយើងឃើញអ្នកណាដែលគេធ្វើបាបនោះ
You know and after many times we have tried to bring the truth of God to them
ហើយជាច្រើនដងដែលយើងនឹងបានយកស្តីពិតហ្នឹងចែកចាយទៅដល់គេ
And then when we don't see change in that person
ហើយយើងអត់មានឃើញការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរនៅក្នុងជីវិតអ្នកហ្នឹងទេ
It doesn't mean we go to God in prayer
มันមានន័យថាយើងនឹងមិននៅតែបន្តអធិដ្ឋានដល់គេ
And say God take them out
ហើយយើងអធិដ្ឋានប្រាប់ថាឲ្យព្រះដកហូតអ្នកនឹងចេញទៅ
I know that would make a lot you know the job a lot easier for pastors and leaders in a church
ហើយយើងគិតថាបើព្រះយកអ្នកនឹងទៅនៅវាងាយចំពោះអ្នកដឹកនាំឬក៏គ្រូពង្វាល
But that's not what John has in mind
យ៉ាលោកយ៉ូហានអត់មាននៅក្នុងចិត្តអញ្ចឹងទេ
We ought to pray for our brothers and sisters who are sinning
យើងទាំងអស់គ្នាអធិដ្ឋានឲ្យបងប្អូនប្រុសស្រីយើងដែលកំពុងតែធ្វើបាប
To come to him in prayer
យើងចូលមកចំពោះព្រះអធិដ្ឋានដល់គេ
And ask God to help that person
ហើយយើងសូមឲ្យព្រះជួយអ្នកនឹង
You know to bring a change in them
ឲ្យទ្រង់បានមានការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរនៅក្នុងគេ
To be more like Jesus Christ
ឲ្យគេបានខ្លាចតែខ្លាចដោយព្រះយេស៊ូវឡើង
To give them life
សូមឲ្យផ្ដល់ជីវិតទៅដល់គេ
That is living life in the spirit
នោះនៅជីវិតនៅក្នុងឯវិញ្ញាណ
to bear much more fruit
ដើម្បីឲ្យបានបង្កើតជាផលផ្លែយ៉ាងច្រើនឡើង
Even praying and asking God
ទោះបីជាយើងអធិដ្ឋានហើយសូមឲ្យព្រះ
How can I be useful for God to help that person
ធ្វើម៉េចឲ្យព្រះបានប្រើយើងដើម្បីនឹងឲ្យជួយអ្នកនឹង
That is our or that should be our attitude
នេះគួរតែជាចរិតរបស់យើង
Now we want to seeall brothers and sisters in Christ to mature in the faith.
យើងចង់ឃើញបងប្អូនប្រុសស្រីដែលជាអ្នកជឿនឹងឲ្យបានធំចម្រើនឡើងនៅក្នុងព្រះ
And that's what John wants us to actually do to pray for our brothers and sisters.
លោកយ៉ូហានចង់ឲ្យយើងធ្វើអញ្ចឹងគឺឲ្យយើងអធិដ្ឋានចំពោះបងប្អូនប្រុសស្រីយើងដែលជាអ្នកជឿ
And we have to believe that God will honor those prayers.
ហើយសូមឲ្យយើងបានជឿថាព្រះនឹងដំកើអំពីការដែលយើងអធិដ្ឋានណ
ា Because that is God's will that they bear much fruit
នេះគឺជាបំណងប្រហាតែព្រះឲ្យគេនឹងបានចម្រើនមានផលផ្លែផ្កា
You know, so as believers we have this wonderful encouragement to the promises of our answered prayer
ហើយយើងជាអ្នកជឿនឹងយើងមានសេចក្តីសន្យាដ៏អស្ចារ្យដែលព្រះឆ្លើយតបនឹងការអធិដ្ឋាន
Knowing that God listens to us because of his son Jesus Christ.
ដោយដឹងថាព្រះទ្រង់ស្ដាប់យើងដោយសារតែព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទដែលជាព្រះរាជបុត្រានៃទ្រង
់ It's only through believing in the death, burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
ដោយជឿនៅក្នុងការសក្កត់ហើយរស់ឡើងវិញនៅក្នុងការកប់នៅក្នុងព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
The death on the cross for our sins.
ហើយនៅក្នុងសេចក្តីដែលសក្កត់ហើយរស់ឡើងវិញនៅក្នុងអំពើបាបយើង
Believing putting our faith in that gives us that hope and that assurance.
ហើយឲ្យយើងបានជឿពីកន្លែងហ្នឹងហើយយើងមានក្តីសង្ឃឹមនិងមានសេចក្តីធានារ៉ាប់រង
Now before I close up
មុនពេលដែលខ្ញុំបញ្ចប់ពីកន្លែងនេះ
I just wanted to add a few more things.
ខ្ញុំសូមបន្ថែមនៅ 2-3 នាទី
Think that we've got about 5 minutes.
Yeah. មើលតើយើងប្រហែលមាន5នាទី
Next speaker please. Coming to God in prayer
ពេលដែលយើងចូលមកព្រះដែលការទេថា
is actually a privilege
គឺជាឯកសិទ្ធិដ៏អស្ចារ្យ
Let me show you what I mean
សូមឲ្យខ្ញុំបង្ហាញដែលខ្ញុំមានន័យថាម៉េច
Can you get a previous image we just Hebrews 4:14 says this that we are to draw near to the throne of grace with confidence
នៅក្នុងការគម្ពីរហេប្រឺនឹងចំពុក4នឹងថាឲ្យយើងនឹងបានចូលមកនៅក្នុងបល្ល័ង្កនៃសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះរបស់ព្រះ
You know I'm back in the Old Testament
អ្នកដឹងទេនៅត្រឡប់មកឯកាន់កាពីសញ្ញាចាស
់ A normal Jew cannot enter the tabernacle
អ្នកសាសយូដានឹងគឺមិនអាចចូលទៅក្នុងកន្លែងរបស់សុតបានទេ
Where God's presence was dwelling
នៅកន្លែងដែលព្រះទ្រង់គង់នៅ
You see although Israel was God's chosen people
ទោះបីជាសាសអ៊ីស្រាអែលទាំងអស់ហ្នឹងគឺជារាជដែលព្រះបានរើសតាំងក៏ដោយ
The people had no privilege of entering the dwelling where God's presence was.
ហើយមនុស្សនឹងអត់មានឯកសិទ្ធិនឹងចូលទៅកន្លែងដែលព្រះគង់នៅទេ
Now the tabernacle in the Old Testament
នៅទីអបោសតនៅក្នុងកាន់កាពីសញ្ញាចាស
់ Where God's dwelling was, next picture please.
ដែលទ្រង់គង់នៅកន្លែងហ្នឹង
was divided into two sections.
ដែលចែកជា2ចំណែក
The holy place
កន្លែងដែលបោសត
and another place called the holy of holies.
ហើយកន្លែងដែលបោសុតជាទីបំផុត
Now this is how God chose to reveal to his people.
កន្លែងនេះដែលព្រះជ្រើសរើសនឹងលេចមកឲ្យរាសទ្រង់ឃើញ
To let them know that he is with them.
ដោយដឹងឲ្យពួកគេដឹងថាទ្រង់គង់នៅជាមួយពួកគេ
By dwelling in the holy of holies.
ដោយទ្រង់គង់នៅកន្លែងដែលបោសុតជាទីបំផុត
You see, only the high priest could enter the tabernacle.
មានតែសម្ដេចសង្ឃដែលខ្ពស់នោះទេដែលចូលទៅក្នុងកន្លែងហ្នឹង
To be able to go into the holy of holies.
ដែលចូលទៅកន្លែងបោសុតបំផុត
And before the high priest can even go into the tabernacle,
ហើយមុនពេលដែលសម្ដេចសង្ឃនឹងចូលទៅកន្លែងដែលបោសសក់បំផុត
the priest had to go through extreme ceremonial washing, cleansing.
គឺពួកអាចារ្យនឹងគឺត្រូវតែទៅកន្លែងដែលលាងសម្អាតនឹងយ៉ាងច្រើនមែនទែន
To go and offer sacrifices for sin.
ដើម្បីថ្វាយនូវចញ្ចបូជានៅអំពើបាប
And to go into the Holy of Holies, he had to go even to do even more extreme cleansing. Otherwise, if he approached the Holy of Holies, the priest would actually drop dead because God is holy. You see, when Moses said to God, "Let me see your face,"
ពេលដែលលោកម៉ូសេនិយាយថាសូមឲ្យខ្ញុំបានឃើញព្រះភ័ក្ត្រទ្រង
់ God says no one can see my glory and live
ព្រះបានមានបន្ទូលថាគ្មាននរណាអាចឃើញសេរីល្អខ្ញុំហើយនឹងរស់ទេ
That's how holy God is
គឺព្រះទ្រង់បោសតប៉ុណ្ណឹង
You see that same holy God
គឺព្រះដែលបោសតជាទីបំផុត
came to us as a man
ហើយទ្រង់បានយាងមកជាមនុស្ស
The man Jesus Christ
គឺជាព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
See God took on human flesh
ទ្រង់បានយកនិស័យជាសាច់ឈាម
Lived a perfect and sinless life
រស់នៅក្នុងជីវិតដែលឥតមានបាប
Tempted in every way
ហើយទ្រង់មានសេចក្តីល្បួងនៅគ្រប់អ្វីទាំងអស
់ And was without sin
ហើយទ្រង់មិនធ្វើបាបទេ
Next question please See Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins
ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទទ្រង់សក្កត់នៅលើឈើឆ្កាងដែលសារតែបាបយើង
So that we would all could be forgiven
ដើម្បីឲ្យព្រះបានអត់ទោសឲ្យយើងទាំងអស់គ្នា
Through faith and trust in his son
តាមរយៈសេចក្តីជំនឿនិងការដាក់ទុកចិត្តរបស់ព្រះរាជបុត្រាទ្រង
់ You know when Christ was hanging on that cross
ពេលដែលព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទជាប់នៅលើឈើឆ្កាង
Bearing all of our sins
ទួងបាទរងនៅអំពើបាបយើងទាំងអស់
And when Christ said it is finished
ពេលដែលព្រះយេស៊ូវបានមានបន្ទូលថាអ្វីៗសម្រេចចប់អស់ហើយ
That veil that separated the holy place from the holy of holies
ស្បៃនៅវាំងននដែលបានខាន់ពីកន្លែងដែលបរិសុទ្ធនិងបរិសុទ្ធបំផុត
was ripped apart
យ៉ាត្រូវរហែកជាពីរ
See God tore down that veil curtain
ព្រះបានហែកនៅវាំងននហ្នឹង
And now permits all who believe and put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ
ហើយបានអនុញ្ញាតថាអ្នកណាដែលជឿហើយដាក់ការទុកចិត្តទៅលើព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
to come to him
ចូលមកចំពោះទ្រង
់ And that's why we can be confident because of Jesus Christ
ដូច្នោះហើយយើងដឹងពិតប្រាកដថាអំពីព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
our Lord our Savior and our God
ព្រះយើងជាព្រះសង្គ្រោះ
Amen Let me close with these verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 9 to 11So I didn't tell you about this one.
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 9 to 11. This is what it says. Or do you not know, next verse, Richard. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Take note of this.And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
តាមដឹងថាពួកមនុស្សទុច្ចរិតមិនដែលបានគ្រងនគរព្រះទុកជាមរតកទេឬអីកុំឲ្យច្រឡំឡើយត្បិតពួកមនុស្សកំផិតពួកថ្វាយបង្គំរូបព្រះពួកអសហាយថ្មន់ពួកអ្នកសម្រេចកិច្ចការខ្លួនឯងអ្នកលេងកូនជឹងពួកចៅពួកមនុស្សលោកពួកប្រមឹកពួកថ្មីតេដៀនិងពួកប្លន់កំហែងនោះមិនដែលបានក្រុងនគរព្រះទុកជាមរតកឡើយហើយពួកអ្នករាល់គ្នាពីដើមជាមនុស្សយ៉ាងដូច្នោះដែរតែបានលាងស្អាតហើយក៏បានញែកជាបរិសុទ្ធហើយរាប់ជាមនុស្សសច្ចរិតផងដោយនៅព្រះនាមព្រះអម្ចាស់យេស៊ូវនិងព្រះវិញ្ញាណរបស់ព្រះនៃយើងរាល់គ្នា
What a wonderful promise we have, don't we?
គឺជាសេចក្តីសន្យាដ៏អស្ចារ្យដែលយើងមាន
Let's have that boldness to come to God.
Some ឲ្យយើងមានចិត្តក្លាហានចូលមកចំពោះព្រះ
Praying for God's purpose to be done in our life.
Some ឲ្យបំណងប្រាអតិថានឲ្យបំណងប្រាតែព្រះបានសម្ដែងនៅក្នុងជីវិតយើង
As well as the life of our brothers and sisters that are in
Christ. ដូចជាជីវិតបងប្អូនប្រុសស្រីយើងនៅក្នុងប្រទេសគ្រីស្ទដែរ
Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your word.
បងប្អូនឲ្យសូមអរគុណយ៉ាងខ្លាំងចំពោះព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះអង្គ
Lord, we just thank you for the wonderful privilege of knowing that we have the promise of answered prayer. That by faith, Lord God, in Jesus Christ,
we are
able to come to you, Lord God,
and
to make our request.
ហើយឲ្យយើងបានមានសំណងទៅដល់ទ្រង
់ Lord I just pray that you would help each and every one of us here this morning
សូមទ្រង់ប្រទានជួយយើងគ្រប់គ្នានៅកន្លែងនេះលើវេលាព្រឹកនេះ
to bring a prayer request Lord God to you
ដើម្បីឲ្យយើងបានថ្វាយនៅការអធិដ្ឋានចំពោះទ្រង
់ seek and to do Lord God what pleases you
សូមឲ្យស្វែងយល់ថាអ្វីដែលទ្រង់សប្បាយតៃ
Lord give us the desires to be more useful Lord God
សូមឲ្យយើងមានចំណងចិត្តដើម្បីឲ្យបានជាប្រយោជន៍ថ្វាយទៅដល់ទ្រង
់ For your kingdom Lord
សម្រាប់នគរទ្រង
់ There are many more people Lord God those who are lost
មានមនុស្សជាច្រើនដែលកំពុងតែវង្វេងបាត់បង
់ Would see the opportunity of salvation that is in Christ
ឲ្យគេបានឃើញនៅឱកាសនៅក្នុងសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះនៅក្នុងព្រះគ្រីស្ទ
Use us Lord God to be that testimony
សំប្រាយើងគឺជាទីបន្ទាល
់ To be that light and that salt
ដែលជាអំបិលនិងជាពន្លឺ
Help us Lord God to keep in mind
សូមជួយយើងបានឲ្យចាំនៅក្នុងចិត្ត
That whatever we do Lord
អ្វីដែលយើងធ្វើ
Help us to do it all for your glory
សូមឲ្យយើងធ្វើសម្រាប់ថ្វាយសិរីល្អទៅដល់ទ្រង
់ Whether that is in this church
ទោះបីជាយើងធ្វើនៅក្នុងព្រះវិហារនេះក៏ដោយ
In our family
ធ្វើនៅក្នុងគ្រួសារយើង
Amongst our friends
ធ្វើនៅក្នុងចំណោមមិត្តភ័ក្តិ
And even our workplaces Lord
ឬកន្លែងយើងធ្វើការក៏ដោយព្រះអង្គហើយ
Let us do all things for your glory
សូមឲ្យយើងធ្វើគ្រប់ទាំងអ្វីសម្រាប់ថ្វាយសិរីល្អទៅដល់ទ្រង
់ We thank you for that wonderful privilege
សូមអរគុណចំពោះឯកសិទ្ធិដ៏អស្ចារ្យនេះ
In Christ's name we pray
នៅក្នុងព្រះនាមព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទយើងសូមអធិដ្ឋាន
We hope you've been encouraged from today's sermon. If you would like further information about Springville South Church, please visit our website at www.springvillesouthchurch.org.au.